Okay.
And that's when I was a little girl.
Well, no, the room I showed you that was the family room, sort of.
Uh-huh.
That's where it was. That's where the heat was.
And that was for the whole house from that one stove?
Well, the kitchen had a stove in it that burned wood or coal.
So the heat was in this room?
Right.
And then you had a stove in this
right.
room?
Right. And all the doors were kept closed so the heat would stay in. And then if you went to the bedroom to go to bed, you went to bed in the cold room. That's all.
Oh, okay. I'm spoiled. I know.
You didn't have the modern conveniences like you do today. Not in that house, we didn't.
Right, how about the next house?
We did, yes.
What did you have? Oil? Gas?
An oil heater, I believe, we had in the next house. No, it wasn't. It was floor furnaces. Excuse me, that's gas.
Oh, okay. And meaning that you have little grates cut out?
Right,
right. Okay.
Or maybe one in the middle of the house, you know, that heated the whole house.
All right. In this house, do you have central air conditioning?
Right.
Is it the same unit as for the heating?
Yeah.
Come out of the same place?
Right.
Where does it come out here?
Right, well, there's your
vent
right there.
And that is either heat or air conditioning?
Right.
Okay.
Your furnace is in the basement and your air conditioning unit is outside.
Out back?
But it all functions with the same pipes.
Okay. What do you call a house having three or more rooms in a straight line?
Branch type.
No. Now I'm talking about
what?
The front door. You
want a shotgun hat?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Not in a long, long time.
Okay. And do you know how they got the name?
No.
I think my mother told me this. I don't know if it's true. I have to believe her. She's my mother. But she said that it's if you open each door and you aim a shotgun through, you can shoot straight to the house.
Oh, God, well, that makes sense.
So,
she's right.
All right, have you ever seen a house? I think I have a picture of it because it's hard to describe. It has two rooms. This is usually an eating room, and that's a sleeping room. This is open in here, but there's a roof covering.
Have I ever seen one?
Yeah.
Yes, I saw one once.
What's it called?
I don't know what it's called.
Have you ever heard it called a dog trot house?
No. No, I didn't know it had a name.
Okay, that's the only name I have. All right, have you ever seen a house that looks like this? You walk in the front door down a long hall into one room.
No.
Just one room house.
No.
Have you heard of a hall and parlor house?
No.
Flying L?
No.
Have you seen any other small houses of distinctive design? Maybe with just one or two rooms, but an interesting arrangement.
Well, nothing but what you'd call a ski lodge house, and we have one right up here on Chase Chris Road. It's an A-line, an A-frame.
Oh, yeah. Okay. But that's not we wouldn't call it a modest dwelling, would you?
I wouldn't particularly live in it, no.
Oh, you wouldn't get with it?
Uh-uh.
But it's a fairly rich house.
Yeah, it is. Very expensive house, as a matter of fact.
I was thinking more of lower class houses.
No.
Okay. Now, what to you is a row house?
I'm not familiar with a row house.
All right. How about, what are some different kinds of apartment buildings?
Oh, you have townhouse.
Now, what's that?
Well, a townhouse is a two-level. You have, like, your living room, dining room, kitchen, maybe a bath on the first floor, and then your sleeping area is a second floor. But they're compact, sort of. I mean, there could be many townhouses right in a row.
Are they attached? How do those differ from condominiums?
Well, they're very much the same. A condominium is like a home. It's large.
Mm-hmm.
You have the room you might have in a home, a condominium.
The only difference being then that it's